It is doubtless that the birth and spread of writing were the biggest revolutions of history, because they helped the development of civilization. But what do we mean when we say writing? Aristotle defines it as the symbol of the spoken word. Voltaire describes it as the picture of the voice. Today, less romantically, it's considered the relation between a symbol and its shared meaning. In ancient times, nobody knew that they had to invent writing, so its invention was a process that lasted thousands of years, enriched with continuous progress and achievements. As all human inventions, writing was born from necessity. All commercial operations and administrative procedures, as well as the expansion of social life in big cities, required a technological support that couldn't only be expressed by counting objects and memorizing what they meant. With the expansion of the cities and of the big urban centers and increase of commercial activities, there was a production of increasingly more complex signs, allowing new trades that were difficult to achieve between populations with different languages. The writing appeared on solid bases more than 5,000 years ago, but in the Paleolithic Age, from 30 to 40,000 years ago, man already started to draw petroglyphs and pictures on rocks and caves. The older petroglyphs, scraps of bones and stones with notches, are dated around the same period. Scholars think that animals' pictures are connected with magical rites to help hunting, notches serve to count something like days, moon months, and captured animals. When and where the writing was born seems impossible to be determined. Sumerians and Egyptians are considered the most important civilizations for its birth, but a large amount of scholars think that the writing developed in other zones of the world in different periods. For example, there are codes of writing used in Mexico by a population called Olmec, and these codes were in anticipation of the more famous glyph Maya, used since the 6th century BC, or it was talked about the ideograms used in the north of China in 1200 BC. The first step of the writing evolution was the cuneiform writing, defined because of the linear signs and small wedges. At the beginning, this type of writing didn't have wedges, and in the clay tablets, they affected the figure of the object that they wanted to represent and any number signs. Generally, farm animals and agricultural products were represented with conventional signs, while other objects and wild animals were pictured with drawings that meant their distinctive features. This kind of writing was spread in the Middle East at Sumerians, Babylonians, and Assyrians, which spoke Semitic languages, but the cuneiform system was also used